listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
WMFO in Medford, about 6 minutes after 10 o'clock in the morning. It's Saturday, February 12th, everybody. And let me tell you what I played in that last set. Then we have our guest on the phone now, Roberta Lamb, who we're going to chat with and hear some music and all that kind of good stuff. So, all right, let me tell you what's going on. Just heard that last set started with the False Positives from their brand new record. It's got 9 tracks on it called Demos. It's on Bandcamp right now. That was Bye Bye Baby. Bad Marriage, just after that, Boston's Own from Bad Marriage 2 that came out last year. That was Power Moves. Lewsburg was the third song of the set. 2018's self-titled album brought us that track called Terrible. Gary U.S. Bonds was the fourth song of the set. Remember him? I got that from a collection called The Best Of Gary U.S. Bonds. That was This Little Girl. I remember back then he was confused with Springsteen all the time. They're very similar. And ended up with a fifth song on the set. That was Ben Harper and the Shimmer and Shine track from White Lies for Dark Times in 2009. All right. Really happy to say hello to our friend Roberta Lamb. Hi, Roberta. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning to you, too. What's going on?
Well, you brought out the sun. You played that throwback song, Sunny, and
yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, I know
it. Beautiful day. And all those modulations only lifted us higher. So thank you, Mike.
I know. I love hearing that old stuff. And those, like you said, those classic modulations just do something to, like, our aura, right? Something. If you want to get deep, I don't. But if you do.
Definitely. The lifting, you know, they even teach that in songwriting school.
Do they call it the lifting?
When you want to up. Yeah, up the key and up the lifting, and yeah, the thing.
It's so very
it's
true.
It's overdone sometimes.
It's so.
Oh, yeah, right.
It is. So you're calling us from out of state. You're just south of here, I believe, in the state of Rhode Island.
Where I am.
Yep.
I'm in Rhode Island. I'm near the water. I went for a little walk. And
nice.
It's beautiful today. Just, you know, it's spring is in the air, honestly.
I was just going to say, it really does seem like it, finally. I'm really happy about that. So you've been busy. We've talked before about what's been going on in the pandemic, and you've been doing a lot of stuff. Like many artists, you found some creativity during that whole weird time. And you've got a couple of tracks that you want to talk about. But first, Roberta, for those of us who may not know about you, just take a couple of minutes, just a few, and tell us just a little bit about your history and the great training you've had and the traveling you've done. honestly, let us know just a little bit. Ready? Go.
Sure. Okay. well, let's see. I love music, and I would say that's the thread that winds its way through a lot of my antics. I'm born and raised in Dallas, Texas, believe it or not. And, you know, I actually played some of those early songs, Sonny and, you know, Donovan on the guitar when I was a little
child. Oh, I believe that.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we learned. And, you know, it's with Spanish tunes, et cetera. And then I discovered classical music and pursued a career. I was a music major in college and wanted to be a concert and opera singer. So that took me after college to Europe, and I lived overseas in Vienna, Austria for
so
4 years.
So
at
cool.
at the end of which, you know, I sort of discovered just how many sopranos it takes to screw in a light bulb. And the answer is?
Yes.
one soprano. And 9 to kick her chair down.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, let me write that down. I want to remember that.
Anyway, so I realized that might be, you know, a wonderfully rewarding thing to do, but it might be somewhat impractical. So I sort of put the music aside and did other things in my career, although music remained an avocation, and I got involved in opera in when I eventually came back to the U.S. and et cetera. And then kind of picked up the music again, this time looking into more my old roots. You know, I used to listen to the Allman Brothers,
yep.
All that stuff, you know. So anyway, I started to get into blues because, believe it or not, the woman that basically I was surrounded by a lot, she was hired by my parents because both my parents worked. My mother was gone all the time, was a black woman who had been a sharecropper in Nacogdoches, Texas.
Mm,
and
yep.
She sang gospel and blues to me from the time I was 6 months of age. So I feel like I have some of this amazing gift that was, you know, given to me.
Imparted to
by,
you, yeah.
By her. So anyway, so now I'm just exploring lots of different areas, and I play guitar, and I write, and I cover, and have lots of different influences. But I would say I'd say more singer-songwriter. Sometimes they call it sort of niche kind of stuff because I do like some comedy and humorous songs, but sometimes very heartfelt, sincere.
Yeah, well, it's all good. It's all good, and thanks for taking the time to tell us a bit more about you. You have a really interesting past, and I know that one of your passions, along with, you know, the love of music that you mentioned, is playing live, right? Nothing like it.
Oh.
So we couldn't do
yes,
that
sir.
For so long. I mean, it was just like the lights were out forever, and I'm glad to say that you've got a gig coming up at Somerville's The Burren. Right? It's an all-ages
yep.
show coming up on February 20th at 3 p.m. And I know you're playing with CeCe Eberle, who's a fantastic guitarist. And I know the last time we talked, the third colleague was up in the air. Did you fill that third slot along with CeCe?
So we did. So CeCe Eberle, who's a phenomenal musician,
yep.
singer-songwriter, guitar player, is going to grace the stage of The Burren with me for this matinee show. And sadly, our third partner in crime, got COVID, so she sadly had to bow out. But we have a fantastic option in Karen Sauer, who is maybe very familiar to certain audiences, but newer to others. And I think Karen will just be phenomenal. She's a phenomenal keyboard player. She's a classically trained pianist. But she's such a great songwriter. Her music is filled with whimsy. She writes love songs, political songs. She's just going to be fun. So it's going to be a great, fun show, matinee. And can't wait to get back to the Burren. I've played there several times, but never really in my own show. So,
okay, I didn't realize that.
Well, yes, I've been as part of a group, you know, with others. But this is one that, you know, will be just the three of us. So we really want to encourage folks to come. It will be safe because they do require the proof of vaccination.
Of course.
Entry and masks to be worn when you're not, you know, consuming their wonderful food and beverage.
Of course. And I'll just advocate for the Burren as well. It's a wonderful venue to go to. I love the matinee shows that they have on the weekends. Just to remind everybody, it's 3:00 in the afternoon on February 20th at the Burren with Cece Eberle and Karen Sauer along with Roberta Lamb. Now comes the fun part. Now comes the fun part. We want to let the audience hear the kind of music that you do. And you have told me about 3 tracks that we're going to share with everybody. Let me just name them, and then you can sort of go through and tell us a little bit about them before I spin them. The first one is One Step Away. This is a really heartfelt song. Tell us about this one a little bit.
Well, I wrote this one about a year ago. When we were really in the throes of so many people departing us. And so it's a song about loss, and it's also about new beginnings. It's all based on true stories, and I think it speaks for itself. I'll just let you go ahead and spin it.
Okay. I will. Let's talk about the other two a little bit.
Oh, you want to hear about the others?
Yeah, you know, I'm all or nothing. You know how I am.
Right. So I forget how, you know, by the way, I'm so excited to be with you because that last time we did this in the studio with you and it just brings back such a visual and such fond memories. All right. So now which one would you like me to yak about now?
Right back at you. And please yak about Keep On Walking.
So, a dear friend, colleague, I would say humbly mentor of mine is Boston's own Jeff Bartley, and who so many people know in Boston because he hosted the open mic at the Cantab Lounge for 28 years in Central Square. he very graciously nurtured me along in my many Monday night ventures there. Anyway, so we've become friends, and he sent me this song that he wrote last year. It's a blues song written from the perspective of the woman. It's called Keep On Walking.
Okay.
And I don't know if a lot of people have heard it, but it's a new song, and I think it'll be new to a lot of audiences, too, because I'm not sure it's gotten out there in his version yet, but it is a cover of Jeff Bartley.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And the last one is, you mentioned you like to do a little bit of, add some comedy to what you do. And this is a song you wrote called Swipe Right. We know what that's about, but tell us your thoughts on this one.
Oh, well, you know.
I do.
I think that our, you know, everything has just become so we've become so dismissive with one another and so isolated and just in our own little bubbles, just, you know, basically hating on everybody. Mm. And it seems like we don't give people half a chance. So, ostensibly it's about, you know, the online dating experience, but I think it has, you know, broader implications. There was actually just a funny cartoon in The New Yorker about an online dating app.
I see.
it's a little dig on even myself, but you know how how we don't give each other quite half a chance.
Hmm. A sad truth, but a truth nonetheless. All right. Thank you, Roberta, for going through those things. Let's start with the first one that we talked about. I'm really excited to share One Step Away, the first of three, from Roberta Lamb right here at WMFO, Medford.
An aging dog with failing sight, on steps and paths he takes his time. Dinner scraps, he waits for treats, then finds a spot, curls by her feet. But one misstep, or one missed rail, and the aging pair fall down the stairs. And just like that, we're only step away from saying goodbye. One step away from a nightmarish fear, an unbearable loss, and a bridge we must cross. One step away. In the checkout line for his favorite wine, to bring to a friend's birthday party, he takes a call, then he's in free fall, when his doctor tells him though he's just a young man, what they found on his scan would change his life forever. And just like that, we're only a step away from saying goodbye. One step away from a nightmarish fear, an end too near, and a bridge we must cross. One step away, one step away. She won about her long lost friend, could she bravely reach out? She takes a risk, they rebuild their bond. By holding out, they turned it around. From that day on, their weekly calls are filled with joy and laughter. And just like that, we're only a step away from starting again. One step away from moving past the years, so too one step. and you can keep on walking. Yeah, just keep on walking. And you can keep on walking on it till I change my mind. You're going out in the evening, staying out all night, coming home in the morning, and you know that ain't right. So you can keep on walking. Yeah, just keep on walking. And you can keep on walking, honey, till I change my mind. You ain't had a job since 1992. I'm paying all the rent, buying all the groceries too. You're betting on that number like you hit the mother load. But look here, Papa, it's time you hit the road. I'm crazy about you, baby, but your ways I just can't stand. I know that you've been creeping out with that Pollyann, so you can keep on walking. Just keep on walking. And you can keep on walking on it till I change my mind. You ain't had a job since 1992. I'm paying all the rent, buying all the groceries too. You know my little onion is the finest of its kind. But look here, sugar, this time you cross the line. I'm crazy about you, baby, your ways I just can't stand. I know that you've been creeping out with that Pollyann, so you can keep on walking. Just keep on walking. Just keep on walking, honey, till I change my mind. You ain't out of job since 1992. I'm paying all the rent, buying all the groceries too. You know my little onion is the finest of its kind. But look here, sugar, this time you cross the line. I'm crazy about you, baby, but your ways I just can't stand. I know that you've been creeping out with that Betty Ann, so you can keep on walking. Just keep on walking. Just keep on walking, honey, till I change my mind. Just keep on walking, honey, till I change my mind. Just keep on walking, honey, till I change my mind. Get out. Looking for prospects on my iPhone. Must have sense of humor, testosterone. Some profiles are charming, well-written, nice pics. But some of them, though, seem like real twits. John's into sports cars, he flies his own plane. To tell you the truth, that just gives me chest pain. Sam craves adventure on long hiking trips. Don't think that would help us build good partnerships. Swipe left, swipe left. Toss them aside. Swipe left, swipe left. If I keep swiping left, I'll never know what's inside. Swipe left to move on and find the right partner who's perfect like me. Then I'll let down my armor with so many choices. In my little cloister, I'll find the bright pearl that hides in the oyster. Swipe left, swipe left. Toss them aside. I keep swiping left, I'll never know what's inside. Sing another lament, poor morning dove. If I keep swiping left, I'll keep losing in love. Swipe left just once, though we might not excite. I'll find the right someone and then I'll swipe right. Swipe left, swipe left. Toss them aside. Swipe left, swipe left. If I keep swiping left, I'll never know what's inside. If I keep swiping left, I'll never know what's inside.
WMFO, Medford at 10:29 in the morning. I'm Mike. We just heard three tracks from our friend Roberta Lamb. We heard One Step Away, we heard Keep on Walking, and that was Swipe Right. Thank you, Roberta. It was lovely to hear your stuff again. I always do love it.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You're very welcome.
It's really such a joy to be on your show and to have my music played, after all.
And
We want to share it all with everybody.
So. Yes. Well, it's a joy to know you and a joy to do it. And that's what we're here for, man. If we're not promoting local music, we're not doing our job. So, you know, I'm so glad to do it.
With aplomb and with charm, thanks.
Aplomb, huh?
Aplomb.
All right. So I know you're going to bring your aplomb to the Burren. An all-ages show at 3 p.m. See what I did there? On Sunday, February 20th. With yourself, Roberta Lamb, Cece Everly, and Karen Sauer. All right, Roberta, always a pleasure. Like I said, thank you so much. We will look forward to talking to you and hopefully see you at the Burren really soon.
Oh, hopefully, definitely. Thank you, and hope to see everybody there. Thank
All right.
you so much. And
you're very
support
welcome.
Support live music, guys. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Roberta Lamb, everybody, such a pleasure always to have her here. All right, at 10:30 in the morning, I want to start with some new noise from Boston's own Smit, E. Smitty and the Fezstones. Very excited about this new single. By the way, this isn't really coming out until Monday, which is Valentine's Day, but Smitty has given us permission to share it with you today. New noise, Buzzkill Baby from Smitty, Smitty and the Fezstones. It's called Buzzkill Baby, WMFO.
Buzzkill Baby, you're a buzzkill. Maybe you're a buzzkill. Lately you're a buzzkill, baby. Buzzkill Baby, you're a buzzkill. Maybe you're a buzzkill. Lately you're a buzzkill, baby. Buzzkill. We'll be right back.
ecstatic. I'm a late-night TV. My thing is in the attic, and it's no use to me. When I'm going to the drugstore,
it's hard to mind all of the time. knock, knock.
I hear you knock, knock three times.
MMO Medford.
I am the one who knocks.
WMFO, how you doing? I'm Mike. It's 10:47 in the morning. Okay, just finished that last setup. Let me tell you what we heard. Started off with great new noise from Boston's own Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. It's officially released on Monday, but we get to play it for you today. Brand new single called Buzzkill Baby. And just after that, the Go-Go's. You know, we know about the Go-Go's. Some of us grew up with them. And man, when they started out in 1981 or so, an all-girl band who didn't know how to play their instruments, but they were determined to do so. Wow, what a story. From Beauty and the Beat, their 30th anniversary deluxe edition of that, Our Lips Are Sealed. The great Alex Children from 1975's Box Bottom, that was All of the Time. Great quirky band called Low Cut Connie had the fourth song of the set from 2015's record called Hi Honey. That was Shake It, Little Tina. They're just awesome. And Radiohead, of course, at the end of the set. Fifth song from 2011, they released like an A-B single type of thing. That was the A part. That was called the Daily Mail. Okay, have some new noise from a band from Stockholm, Sweden. You've heard that before, right? Stupidity. Well, Stupidity in this band Noise Detectors Incorporated have a lot in common. Two members, as a matter of fact. PA and Miss Anna used to be in the original configuration of Stupidity, but they've since married and they've since started a new band, and this is it. This is it. This is Noise Detectors Incorporated with new noise. This is called Push, Fade, Level Up. Right here at WMFO.
Surely burn some rubbery. so yellow. Your skin, oh yeah, your skin moves tonight to something beautiful. You know, yeah, feel I made myself try. For you, I'd plead myself to
WMFO, Medford. I'm Mike. It's 10:56 in the morning, and I'm just about out of here. Let me tell you about that real short set that we just heard. Started off, as I said, with a band from Stockholm, Sweden, called Noise Detectors Incorporated. It's a brand new single in 2022 called Push, Fade, Level Up. It sounds good. And speaking of sounding good, Boston's own, actually Linfield's own, Charing Cross, from their great record that they put out last year in 2021 called No Batteries, an excellent cover of Yellow right there. All right. I am Mike. I will be here again next week at 9. And I want to let you know a little bit about what's coming up. Something about the women is coming up at 11 a.m. with your host, Jane. She'll be on till 1 p.m. And then Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers comes in from 1 to 4. And at 4 p.m., Vincent Maganzini with his show from 4 to 5. And all through the night, we'll be here for you at WMFO. So stick around. Thanks so much for listening. And if they let me, I'll come back and do it again next week at 9. Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate your listening.
There's trouble in the water. It's troubling me tonight. I think it's time to lay down. It's mixed up, it's wrong. I feel like a fool. I'm alone in this town. We all live in a crooked line. We all live in a crooked line. I'm right, then I'm wrong. I was in love. I was so mad at you for leading me on. I mess up, it's my fault, and I'm sorry for so
to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Good morning, everyone.